Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Sunil Ahluwalia. Welcome to the program, Sunil.
Hello, Allison.
So, Sunil, you work in the LAN access division for Intel, and you work on fiber channel over Ethernet. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, this is a topic that everybody's been talking about for years, fiber channel over Ethernet, one fat pipe in the data center. Why don't you just break down exactly what that means and what we've been trying to drive with the industry?
Data centers have multiple networks. They have an Ethernet network and a fiber channel network to carry storage. And one of the ideas that Intel and a couple of our partners worked on over these years is to aggregate those networks together to reduce total cost of ownership, reduce infrastructure, and get seamless management environment.
Mm-hmm.
So about four and a half years ago, we started working with key partners such as Cisco and IBM to enhance Ethernet such that Ethernet could be that one network that can carry fiber channel as well as Ethernet.
So a networking or communications channel is the physical hardware as well as the protocol. So when you say transferring fiber channel, you're talking about the fiber channel protocol over an Ethernet wire?
Yes. At a much higher level, it's transferring not just the LAN data, or you'd imagine your mail and files that goes on the Ethernet network, as well as your storage transactions, such as the business transactions that you would do with large databases. So all of that data, the idea is to carry it on one Ethernet pipe.
What has been the challenge of actually doing this from a technological perspective?
The first thing was to actually get Ethernet upgraded. So one of the things that we drove is multiple standards. There are actually four new standards in the IEEE community under the umbrella called Data Center Bridging, or DCB. And then the second part of that was to develop a new protocol called Fiber Channel over Ethernet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a long process to get there.
So you've got the standards in place and the technologies are working. Where are we in terms of product development?
As I said, we've been working on this for a while. Actually, Intel released our first enhanced Ethernet product back in 2007, and we have actually released our second product. Now, from a fiber channel over Ethernet perspective, I'm very happy to say we just launched our OpenFCOE stack for Windows, and we're expecting the Linux community to launch anytime.
How are we aligned with the industry around this? Is the industry thinking that Ethernet is the right solution for this one converged network and fiber channel over Ethernet is the right technology?
Yeah, so I'm going to break that down question in two parts. One is whether Ethernet is it. Is Ethernet the technology for that one wire? And I think that's a unanimous decision across the industry that that is the case. Ethernet has it's actually 100% attached to all servers in the data center, whereas InfiniBand is less than 2 to 3% attached, as well as fiber channel is about 15%. The second part that you could think about is what are some of the industry players doing? So large fiber channel providers or leading fiber channel providers, key fiber channel NIC providers or hardware providers, they are moving aggressively forward with fiber channel over Ethernet.
Mm-hmm.
So the paradigm shift that's happening right now is everyone really wants to get into that Ethernet part, which is the real business moving forward.
Well, it seems like the value proposition is pretty clear. I mean, it's a cost saver. It's an energy saver. It simplifies the management. It seems like a big win for IT. Sounds like we're just right on the edge of the hockey stick of growth for this technology.
We certainly believe we are. It is going to start ramping up, with our next generation server platform launches. At the same time, I would want to say that storage technologies that are existing today are very prevalent as well. Technologies such as iSCSI, which is natively on Ethernet, as well as NFS. So when we talk about consolidation, the idea is to move on Ethernet. And no matter what protocol,
right?
And there are customer preferences towards NFS or iSCSI or now FCOE. So, there are a gamut of options. And we see all of these three options, being used moving forward.
So you talked about the Linux delivery for FCOE for our products. Then what's next for you?
Well, the next big release for us is going to be virtualization environments. And we're working with all of the different virtualization vendors to enable our OpenFCUE stack in their environments.
That's an exciting technology. I can't wait to hear more, Sunil. Thanks very much for being on the program.
Thanks, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.